Good to see you made an out tonight. I can already feel that your energy is out of balance. You are much in need of healing, my lost one. Come, sit here on this cushion. Each person here is a personal guide assigned to them. I am your guide tonight, so you have my undivided attention while you take this journey. It's your second night here. Have you found things so far? Our retreat brings so many from so many different paths together. Some are here to experience something novel yet intense, while others are here to shed their trauma and pass through to the other side of themselves. I feel that you are one of the latter. There is much weighing you down in this world. There is much that has brought you here. Much that you won't freely admit. Much that you are afraid of experiencing. You're nervous, and that's completely normal. I'm only here to be a guide and to make sure that you're taken care of and that nothing wrong happens to your physical body. You've already gone through the first night. You know that was much milder dose than the one you took before entering this tent. This will be stronger. This will be harder to cope with if you are holding anything back. Yes. The nausea tends to be the first sign that things are kicking into gear. I have a small bucket here that you can use if you need it. I'll make sure you don't miss. Take some deep breaths. It tends to come on pretty quickly for some people at this stage. You just need to relax and let it take hold. Resisting will make things unpleasant, but it's nothing you can't work your way back out of if you find yourself caught up. Those negative thoughts can be broken. You just need to let it wash over you and dispense of your control. There we go. You can lay on your side if you like. It gets a bit hard to move on your own power. It gets a bit hard to think. Don't look so worried. I'm just here to help. Just here to make sure you're relaxing. You can trust me completely. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you think, since it's so hard to keep it all straight now. Isn't it funny how we're like this, that we start trusting implicitly? It's like a deep evolutionary desire to feel connected to another being, and the only way to do that is to not enforce your will onto them, but to subdue your own consciousness until it's completely subsumed by the other. It's funny how we crave our own total surrender, how absolute our resignation to a more powerful being can be once we resign ourselves to it. The way you're surrendering to me now. The way your light, the light fades from your eyes. Dull, placid. Your sense of self unraveling at the same time as the border between you and the rest of the universe becomes so uncomfortably thin. So you cling to me. You abandon yourself to the only voice you can hear. The only information still left. You're completely slack now. Only true relaxation looks like this. Only true surrender to your true master. That's what you really came here for. That's what we brought you all here for. Even now, all around you, on all these big comfy cushions, these other girls are surrendering and submitting themselves to their new master's will. Aren't you all so lucky? That tea you drank today isn't the one we introduced you all to yesterday. There's only one purpose, was to wake up all the appropriate synapses and receptors. Get you all nice and prepped, like preheating an oven. This concoction keys into every single microscopic element of your physiology that was purpose-built for pleasure, while making you completely pliant and suggestible. It's really a brilliant mixture. We've had so much success gathering girls like you to these spiritual retreats. Unaware that all of the glowing testimonies and reviews were entirely fabricated. None of the girls who come here and go through our entire program will ever be able to navigate something as complicated as a computer or a phone ever again. Such organized thoughts become such a burden. You learn to love not having to think about the outside world. Your world will become nothing but me. Your thoughts will anchor themselves to serving me, because the only thing you'll know how to comprehend is me. The rest of your existence, you'll be adrift in a fog, with me as the only beacon. You haven't even begun to feel the full force of this first dosage. It only gets more intense for the next day and a half. Then we give you more and more and more. We get to watch the destruction of your sentience. Funny how humans are just a collection of chemicals. Once we figured out this formula, we unlocked a new human. A human built to serve their master. A perfect, dumb, little puppet. A puppet I'm going to enjoy pumping into day in and day out, while she looks up at me with her little tongue out, happy as can be to be fucked mercilessly by her master, thinking only of being able to please him, to take his cock harder, deeper. I'll keep you on a cushion just like this until my balls get full again and I'm ready to unload into you. All I'll have to do is unzip and you'll spread yourself open for me like a beast in heat, while being the happiest little girl in the whole wide world. Explaining it all just makes my domination of you more complete. Your fate is all laid out for you, and you have no choice but to let yourself disintegrate into it. No matter how many times I do this, it never fails to make me hard. Yeah, you see this? This cock is going to be your god soon enough. Let me introduce you. Plenty of pre-cum on those pretty little lips. Oh, good girl. Across that smooth cheek, thrusting against your face, you can feel it throb. I wonder exactly what that feels like when your fucking mind is breaking into a billion useless pieces. All of them mine. From this viewpoint, my cock must be taking up all of your vision. Must be pretty overwhelming. Must look huge from there. Must look perfect. That's what your whole world looks like. What you're going to learn to worship for the rest of your life. And it's perfect, really. You came here to start a new life, didn't you? A life free from the burdens and trauma of the past. Well, that's exactly what I'm giving you. Let's begin.